It's time for another good idea, bad idea. Good idea.
All right, so some good ideas for a change. Senator Bernie Sanders calls out pharmaceutical company for price gouging, and the stock drops. So you pulled this one. Go ahead.
I pulled this one. I actually just saw this. Actually came out today. It's amazing nowadays with social media, the power of 114 characters. Yeah. According to this, this is specifically dealing with a pharmaceutical company who handles drugs for a very well-used leukemia drug. The tweet was, drug corporation's greed is unbelievable. Erod has raised the price of a leukemia drug to almost $199,000 a year, said the tweet, linking an article about the drug maker written in Stat News. Do you have leukemia? You're going to need this drug. And they jack the price to $199,000 a year.
And that's the $1,000 or less than $200,000 a year. We just round up. Taxes, you know. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Because it's a 30-day supply of a pack of pills for this leukemia that this thing treats costs now more than $16,000 for a 30-day supply.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Ariad, A-R-I-A-D, is the pharmaceutical company, and they've raised the wholesale acquisition price of Ixlig, I-C-L-U-S-I-G, and its therapy for a rare advanced form of leukemia.
Yeah, at the time of launch in 2012, it was $9,580 per month, or around $115,000 a year. So they jacked it up by nearly $80,000. Actually, a little over $80,000.
Yeah.
By a year. And because of this, and again, no one really knew about this. Nobody really said anything. Bernie Sanders, wonderful Grandpa Bernie, the white-haired Jew who I would love to be in the race right now and who we might go off into Valhalla with.
Asgardia.
Asgardia. Yeah. Asgardia from beyond the pale. Put out this tweet calling them out, and as such, by the end of the day, shares slumped by as much as 15%, the biggest intraday decline in more than a year, and traded down 12% at 2:52 p.m. in New York. The company representative did not immediately return a phone call and email seeking comment. But the senator called them out for doing what these companies are doing, and their price dropped.
Ixlig, I-C-L-U-S-I-G, is the name of the drug. Is a kinase inhibitor indicated for the treatment of adult patients with chronic phase, accelerated phase, or blast phase chronic myeloid leukemia, CML, that is resistant or intolerant to prior tyrosine kinase inhibitor therapy or Philadelphia chromosome-positive acute lymphoblastic leukemia that is resistant or intolerant to prior tyrosine kinase inhibitor therapy. This indication is based upon respondent rate. There are no trials verifying an improvement in disease-related symptoms or increased survival with Ixlig. Wait a second. Hang on. That last line. Okay. There are no trials verifying an improvement in disease-related symptoms or increased survival with Ixlig. It's a $200,000 medicine that is unproven to actually save you.
It's proven to not be worse, but not proven to be better.
And Mama Van in the chat room says that she has a leukemia drug that is in excess of $10,000 per month, and she has PH plus CML, which is, oh dear, So the Philadelphia chromosome chronic myeloid leukemia. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Philadelphia chromosome positive chronic myeloid leukemia.
If I've gotten my alphabet soup right, that's apparently what you have, and that is terrible. I'm very sorry. I hope it's under control at least, and that somehow you're able to actually manage that cost. You know, this is where we end up with the death panels when the insurance company says we're not going to cover that medicine that keeps you alive.
Yeah.
That's where the death panel comes in.
The bad one.
Death panel. I don't think there's a good death panel.
Yeah, there is.
What's the good death panel?
The one that actually says, okay, you're dying. Nothing we can do about it. So we need to have the end of life discussion. You need to have that with your family. Again, it's the treating death with dignity.
Oh, death a panel. Death with dignity? Ah, silly, silly, silly. We're in the United States. We don't do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know.
We don't do that.
Come on, Asgardia.
Yes.
That's very cool.
So good that Bernie is keeping him. He's keeping his knuckles to him. Nope. That's bad. Not going to do that.
And Mom Van says that is what she currently has, and it is currently under control. For that, we are very happy.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. We must embrace our fan base at all costs. So. Well, good. I'm glad that. I'm glad that at least something's he's working on it, which is good. We need that. Okay. And Cuba is now open for business and good ideas. Apparently, the ban on excess of what was it? $100.
Yeah, it was worth a tiny
of Cuban cigars and Cuban rum was lifted, and now apparently you can just bring all you want.
And also it's going to open up for the idea of companies here having import licenses to bring stuff from as well.
Yeah. Apparently Fidel went on the record, climbed out of his coma or something, and said that we do not need their imperialism.
We're just asking for your cancer and your, horrible mind-altering drug known as alcohol. We're not about imperialism.
Yeah, we just, we just want your booze and your smokes, man. What you do with our imperialism, we're just offering you cash.
Yeah, it's like...
cash is king.
Yeah, again, I've actually had Cuban cigars, and they weren't too bad. I used to have a contact. Legal contact. Let me stress this in case this ever comes up in a presidential debate.
Not a problem at all.
I knew some Cubans who could go there and brought me back some.
Man, no. Okay. Hang on. We gotta shift gears back to the election cycle here. Because what you've brought up spurs the conversation.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm not ready, but let's go ahead anyways.
The nature of this political season in how bombastic and how Trumpian he is. He's his own thing.
The Trumpiest of Trump.
He's his own thing now. So yeah. I think I can adjective him.
Yeah.
Or renoun him or something. Just the way that he has been, has he cleared the way for more of this?
Because this
was never acceptable before. Why is it acceptable now?
I think, honestly, it's going to depend on who wins. If he loses, especially if he loses by a large enough margin, then I think things will start shifting back away from... They will start getting joyfully, wonderfully more boring. Which is where we want them to be, actually. Versus this bombastic stage presence of, what it is. If he wins, Idiocracy will start becoming a documentary, not just a fun movie.
Okay. Well,
it will clear the way for President Camacho.
Yeah. I wonder how many how many pseudo Trumps are going to be coming up the pike?
Probably a number.
Because he's got so many supporters. People that are excusing this behavior.
I could see if Hillary wins, I could foresee this continuing at his level, maybe even trying to exceed it for another election cycle. So in 4 more years. Just and one? If it depends again. If they are soundly beaten again, I could see the more bombastic, the hardcore people splitting off and doing their own thing. Maybe forming another successful third party. Hate to say that, but it'd be kind of what it would be. Whereas the mainstream Republicans would clamp down and become more like what they used to be and look at this stuff and go, no, this is not acceptable. We're not having it. Goodbye.
Wow.
That's my analysis at this point.
I guess we'll find out one way or the other.